The Old Testament reading this week comes from Psalm 40, verses 1 through 17. Now, there's a note in here for the choir director, because this is a Psalm of David. As you know, some of these psalms are meant to be sung and also have musical accompaniments. Hear God's word, Psalm 40. I waited patiently for the Lord to help me, and He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the pit of despair, out of the mud and the mire. He set my feet on solid ground and steadied me as I walked along. He has given me a new song to sing, a hymn of praise to our God. Many will see what He has done and be astounded. They will put their trust in the Lord. Oh, the joys of those who trust in the Lord, who have no confidence in the proud or in those who worship idols. O Lord my God, You have done many miracles for us. Your plans for us are too numerous to list. If I tried to recite all Your wonderful deeds, I would never come to the end of them. You take no delight in sacrifices or offerings. Now that You have made me listen, I finally understand. You don't require burnt offering or sin offerings. And then I said, look, I have come, and this has been written about me in Your scroll. I take joy in doing Your will, my God, for Your law is written on my heart. I have told all Your people about Your justice, and I have not been afraid to speak out as You, O Lord. Well, no, I have not kept this good news hidden in my heart. I have talked about Your faithfulness and saving power. I have told everyone in the great assembly of Your unfailing love and faithfulness. Look, don't hold back Your tender mercies from me. My only hope is in Your unfailing love and faithfulness. For troubles surround me, too many to count. They pile up so high, and I can't wait to see my way out. They are more numerous than the hairs on my head. I have lost all my courage. Please, Lord, rescue me. Come quickly, Lord, and help me. May those who try to destroy me be humiliated and put to shame. May those who take delight in my trouble be turned back in disgrace. Let them be horrified by their shame, for they say, ha ha, we got him now. But may all who search for You be filled with joy and gladness, and may those who love Your salvation repeatedly shout, the Lord is great. And as for me, I am poor and needy, but the Lord is thinking about me right now. You are my helper and my Savior. Do not delay, O my God. May God add His blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of Psalm 40.